Dave, do you think your bullpen is feeling being taxed so much to just get to this point, and you're seeing some of the ramifications now for having to push them before today?
I think it's a case when you're at this point in October. I think that the Astros can say the same thing. So I think everyone's taxed right now.
Other questions for Dave? Mark?
What do you think happened to Clayton after he got off to a good start?
He was rolling. He was throwing the ball well, good rhythm. I don't know. I think that the Gurriel pitch, he took a good swing on a pitch that just kind of was left out over. Other guys, Correa, I think, hit a slider that was down. It was in off the plate. And those guys competed. They kept grinding and got the big hit when they needed. And have a four-run lead, answer back, get three. And bottom part of the order, got two outs. And obviously the walk to Springer and Bregman sort of did him in right there.
In the back left, Dave.
Dave, I mean, obviously the Astros are a good hitting team, but how shocking was it for you to see that kind of barrage against your staff, which is obviously a very good pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, we knew going into this series this is the best offensive ball club that we were going to see all year, and they can slug you. They spoil pitches. They're athletic, and a credit to them. But our guys did the same thing. They just got the hit when they needed. But I thought we did a lot of great things as well on our offensive side.
On your left, Dave Harash.
Dave, what happened there with Taylor tagging up? Did he go? Did he not go? Was there a miscommunication there? What exactly happened?
No, it was just right there in that situation. It's you've got one out, JT's up, Reddick, strong, accurate thrower, was coming in on the baseball, and you still need to score that guy from second base too. So in that situation, you still want to give yourself a chance to get a base hit to score the second run. So to have a double play right there, not give yourself a chance, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And he made a good throw.
On your left, Dave.
Dave, can you just describe the emotions that you went through and this team went through going through a game like that?
I think this whole series has been an emotional roller coaster. It's the two best teams playing for a championship, and these are two teams that play 27 outs like we've talked about. And so you're not going to expect those guys to lay down. And obviously you saw what our guys did tonight and competed to the last out. A credit's all, to our guys. Guys want to take the baseball. Guys coming up with big hits in big spots. And that's what the World Series is all about.
Allison in the second row.
Dave, you obviously needed Kenley for a while, but back in the eighth when you put Cingrani in, was there any thought to putting Kenley in at that point?
Right then at that point we were down. If we would have got it within one, I would have brought him in. And to try to have him go one plus when you're down two runs, I just didn't see that made a whole lot of sense. And honestly, I like the matchup. I love the matchup versus Gonzalez and then McCann. And, Brian took a good swing.
We'll take a couple last ones. Jared?
When you're in dugout during this game, is there a single batter where you don't feel like there's a fairly decent chance he could hit a home run? And how different is that maybe than lineups in the past where the bottoms weren't hitting as many home runs as they are now?
Yeah, it's the best lineup we've seen, 1 through 9, especially in this ballpark when you've got McCann hitting in the 9. It's a very talented group, certainly.
And we'll finish up with Mark.
There was a lot of consternation on both sides about the strike zone. How much conversation was there in your dugout about it?
I think that for us, and I think on the other side, we know that we know Bill Miller's strike zone. So I don't think that at all affected the outcome of the game.
And we'll take the last question here.
Dave, can you just talk about the challenge of going home, having to win two in a row?
I mean, it's something that I think for us focusing, taking a day tomorrow, getting home, and it's going to be boisterous and energetic at Dodger Stadium. And I think our focus is just going to be to win one game. And I think that to get of ourselves to think about two in a row, I think we'd be getting ahead of ourselves. So, we're at an elimination stage right now, and we're going to do everything we can to win one game.
Thanks, Dave. Safe trip back home.
All right, thank you.